Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 60 minutes, it's the best of
Adrian Just.
Blimey, they're in for a treat, aren't they?
Yes, hello, folks. Do you remember for the 60th anniversary of the Bee, we laced all those old signature tunes together and we called the world from London?
Hello, world.
See how many you can spot.
Can you hear me, mother?
We're going to play a hiding and finding game with the music. We pretend that you've got some balls and I'm going to hide them.
Hello there, record lovers everywhere, and welcome to the show.
All right.
Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Oh, she's a fine figure of a woman, isn't she?
Well, how'd you get on? Sort of middle-aged bits and pieces, really. It was Itmar, Bandwagon, The Archers, Sandy Powell, Hancock's Half Hour, Dick Barton, Special Agent, Desert Island Dis, Listen With Mother, I'm Sorry I Read That Again, Jack Jackson's Record Roundabout, Pick of the Pops, and the one and only Tony Blackburn. A musical memory now from the Moody Blues.
Tell me what will be. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Hello.
Moody Blues and Questions. And we'll play that for everybody who's doing a bit of gardening this afternoon. And if you wonder why, well, gardeners are always getting asked questions. Questions from the wife, like...
When are you going to get a latch on that gate? gate? Why? What's... I'm sick and tired of telling you about it. It's been bang, bang, bang all night again.
Fancy.
I don't know what's come over you. You have no interest in this house at all. Anything for the easy, it's with you. It's a wonder to me we've any gate left. You see, you wedged it open with a brick until my mother fell over it.
As soon as I heard the knock on the door, I knew it was the wife's mother, because the mice were throwing themselves on the traps.
She said, I heard you raring again last night. She said, if I were married to you, I'd give you a poison. I said, if I was married to you, I'd take it and all. Don't bother.
And the Johnny know-all who leans over the garden fence doesn't help either.
How do you do?
How do you do? You've taken so much on there, have you? Pardon? I say, when you've finished chucking that saw over your shoulder, you've just buried your coat. I've heard of gardens being laid out, but yours is dead and gone. No wonder it's hard digging. Have you seen where they've laid your gas, mate? No, I'm looking for it. Well, don't light up, you've just found it.
It sounds like your pal Casey.
I saw him outside his little cottage. He was sawing away at a piece of timber. I said, how are you keeping, Casey? I'm very well, says he. But the wife's got a bad cold. I said, is that her coffin? He says, no, I'm making a hen house.
A paltry excuse. Actually, Ron, my producer's been a bit busy in that department. Last Wednesday, he put a garden shed up. 6 times. It's Donald Fagan.
A shadow crossed the blue Miami sky as we hit the causeway by the big hotels. We fought, now I can't remember why. After all the words were said and tears were gone, we vowed we'd never say goodbye. When we kissed, we could hear the sound.
And a song for Steve Wright, really. Walk Between Raindrops.
I feel sorry for him. He's so thin he can get into a new shirt without taking the pins out.
You're tuned to The Adrian Just Show, the program that'll go down in history.
And down and down and down.
Oh, I don't know. I saw the boss this morning. He said, Just, I think there's a big opening for you in the West End. I said, really? He says, yes, it's a drain in Shaftesbury Avenue. Hello, hello. Who's this, then?
Hello, creeps. It's not here with some GBH for your flaming ear. It's all in rhythm. It's all in rhyme. You wonder what I'm talking about half the time. It's a rap. make sense. It's all off the wall of the local gents. You can listen if you want, I couldn't care less. The whole thing's a sort of musical mess, it's a rap.
There they are, Rockers and Knockers Inc. Sid and Cupid wearing a snot rap lot. Well, I think it's disgusting, all this disco nonsense. Half naked hussies cavorting and flaunting themselves. It wasn't like that back in the 50s, you know.
In them days, when you met a girl, you met her to dance, and you danced properly. They don't dance now, do they? They shuffle around and shout now.
Who are you with?
Hit me, mate.
Getting shut at them, or what?
Now, that's me finished at the dance hall, then. I was doing very well down there. I had four birds there, one in each corner, and they never met each other.
Years ago, we had style.
You made it say, which one do you fancy? You said, the one in the blue looks all right. Yeah, look who she's with, though, lads. Don't leave me with her. Don't leave me with her, pal.
This is a rule that God made, I think. When you get two girls dancing together, you always get a nice one and a tug. It's true. So we're there, and I thought with Jed being from Newcastle, he'd know more about tugs than I did, you see, with it being a port. And he's dancing with her, and he said, what do I do now, like? I said, just say something nice to her, you know, compliment. He said, what do you mean? I said, say something nice, compliment her. I said, make her feel wanted. He said, is she a criminal, like? I said, just lean over and say something nice. So he leaned over, he said, you don't sweat much for a fat lass, do you?
She was fat. She had to have her ears pierced so the kids could watch the telly.
Listen to me, baby, you got to understand. You're old enough to learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Maybe that's you, won't you stay? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop. Nice, again. taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget, and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, then she's on my mind.
They said vaudeville was dead, baby.
Remember him, Klaus Nomi, with Lightning Striking Again. And the sooner the better. And keeping the Teutonic motif in evidence, we go down to the docks.
You've run a virtual, Tommy. Driving around in that old British Leyland truck of yours.
What's up, Fritz? Scared of the competition?
Listen, Tommy, I get in my big Mercedes truck here on the Wednesday. I drive from Berlin through Zurich to Paris. I get on the ferry to Dover, drop the load, and I'm back home by Friday.
But that's nothing. I used to start out from Dover on a Wednesday, go across France, get to Berlin, drop the load and be back in time for supper.
What? In that old thing?
No, in a Lancaster bomber.
And remember, folks, Dover for the continent, but Eastbourne for the incontinent. It's Radio 1 here with the best of Just till 2 o'clock. And in case you're wondering why the best of, well, I've been working all this week on the new Sunday show, which starts tomorrow between 10 and 12. Shattering the tranquility of Perkins Grange. That was Garden Party from Mezzoforte, which takes us nicely on to the opera.
This is an opera in one act, and it begins when the curtain rises. Otherwise, you couldn't see a thing. The stage setting is a kind of a forest. There are two large trees, which, of course, indicates the forest. It's a kind of a small forest, but it's a forest.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood and his merry men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood. Robin Hood, he would if he could.
Oh. Why, Maid Marian, what are you doing here?
Oh, Friar Puck, you caught me unaware.
I never touched them, madam. But this is no place for a young lady, let alone an old bag like you.
Friar Puck, I'm looking for Robin. Do you know where he is?
I think he's under the greenwood tree.
Oh, good, I'll go and find him.
I should wait till he comes out here.
Well, she doesn't know that he is there, but, well, as a matter of fact, she must know it because she saw it during rehearsals. Either she pretends that she doesn't know it, or she's just plain stupid. So now she prepares herself to die, but before she dies, she sings an aria. The so-called diarrhea.
Well, while they lurk in the cops, we'll watch out for the police. Make a tenner?
And we got him for a fiver.
I don't wish to know that. The police with the Sue Lawley song as we go nationwide. Well, we're going back to the opera now and, hello, who's this lurching out of the wings?
Oh, it's the Wild Woods for me.
That's Robin. No, yes. Here he comes.
Why?
Oi. What? Get off my foot. If you're going to come on leaping in here, watch where you're landing.
Next. A baritone comes in and sings, Toreador, Toreador. But he finds out that he's in the wrong opera. Now the leading lady arrives. She is supposed to fill the part of the soprano. Now, she not only fills it, she overflows it. She's what we call a messy soprano.
Would you mind, mezzo-soprano?
Have you looked at yourself lately?
Now, the chorus comes in, but nobody knows why, except Mozart, and he is dead.
I didn't even know he'd been ill.
Now, the tenor arrives. He's a little tall fellow. He comes in. He comes in from the left in a single file. He goes behind the tree right away.
I was talking to Gambaccini yesterday. I said, did you go to the marriage of Figaro at Glyndebourne last week? He said, gee, no, but I sent a greetings telegram. This is lovely. It's Clannad.
Back in my school days, back in the old days, one and one and one is three. And the man said, hey, come on, put yourself a piece at the big time. I didn't want to be a part of the great debate on moonshine. Stop, pay the price, accept me, take this advice, you're out of your head. The sixth step on the bone, this has to be good to the bone, to the balance you can.
There's a record with hit written all over it. Clannad and I See Red. Oh, which reminds me, it's time for the break.
Say, nurse, what was the name of that good-tasting red mouthwash the dentist gave me?
Oh, that was Muscatel. He's a wino.
Oh!
Intuition and Lynx, a record which so often led us out onto the golf links.
Damn mist! Vicar, keep your voice down. Wouldn't do for a man of the cloth to be heard using that sort of language.
Well, the blessed ball was just 2 feet short. It's a funny game, golf.
But it ain't meant to be.
Darling, pass me my wood, there's a good chap. Right.
Damn mist! Vicar, somebody'll hear ya.
We're on the 16th green, old chap. Who could possibly hear us?
Damn mist!
Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Dance on me.
The Sound of ABBA and Take a Chance on Me.
Is this a game of chance?
Not the way I play it, no.
That reminds me of the time we went on that gambling holiday to Las Vegas. If I remember right, the biggest gamble we took was Flying Air Liverpool.
Welcome aboard, boys. Like this trip, it's Greece. Pirates are smashing fella. As soon as we get him sober, we'll be off.
Right then, Vegas, here we come.
I have a system where I never get hurt when I come to Vegas. Simple system. I live in the back, way, 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 way in the back in a bungalow, see? So I take $100, and I bring that $100 down to the casino, and I play with that $100. Now, when that $100 is gone, that is it. Right back to the bungalow for another $100.
Well, you've been to Vegas before. What's it like?
The service is marvelous. I didn't expect it to be like that. The first morning we were there, my wife called down and asked for room service. And a half hour later, they sent up a table and a dealer. Of course, my wife doesn't gamble, so she sent the table back. Then, just before I left the apartment, I sent the dealer back. I don't gamble either.
Two megastars together, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross from The Wiz, which was a Black Wizard of Oz, if you remember. And talking of The Wizard of Oz, it's time for my party piece. Yes, the old saxophone player.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't remember the rest of it.
Get him off that stage! Get him off that stage!
Look, Buster, quit wasting my time. Get out and stay out. And don't ask me to book you again.
Lordy, what's the matter with me? I must have played it over the rainbow a million times. I've never forgotten it before. I must be cracking up. Mercy, I'm cracking up.
Here, watch out for that bus, mister.
What?
Poor chap, sounds in pain.
No, he's singing.
The mid-eight. I couldn't remember the mid-eight.
Have you sent for the ambulance?
Yes, here it comes now.
That's it! That's it! Evening, sir. What make a car is this?
Vauxhall.
Where have you come from?
Southall.
Where are you going?
Rockall.
What's that on the seat?
Oldall.
What you got in the boot?
Nothing.
Now, you're the kind of people who get us a bad name.
I need to have you near.
Radio 1 for Saturday Lunchtime with David Dundas, Jeans On. Which became a hit after being an award-winning commercial, didn't it? Now they're fun to do, commercials. I mean, the finished product always looks very smooth, but you should see them when they're making them.
Everyone's happy with Butch Soap. A bath time slappy with Butch Soap. A move that grime in record time with the big Butch bar of Butch Soap. Yes, that should be fine. Ah, hello. Do come in. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
So good of you to spare the time.
You have a script?
Oh, yes, of course. Here we are. Now then, did they tell you...
Well, they said soap. You need the voice, right?
Yes, it's Butch Soap.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
Terrific.
Perhaps you'd like to run it through. Here.
I beg your pardon? Okay. Everyone's happy with Butch Soap. Bath time slappy with... Wait a minute. I can't say that, man. I mean, face it, baby. I mean, it's not really my image, you dig? I think you got the wrong guy for this gig, sweetheart. I'll see you. Ciao, baby.
Well, as you wish, but your representative and I have been talking in terms of $250,000.
Everyone's happy with Butch Soap. Bath time slappy with Butch Soap. Move that grime in record time with a big Butch bar of Butch Soap. For the man who knows where the action is.
Yes, the world of advertising, where they make you buy things you don't want with money you haven't got to impress people you don't like. And now for all the brown rices, B.A. Robertson.
This marvellous book, 101 Things to Do with Lentils, you know. 102 if you eat them.
B.A. Robertson, hankering after the days of flower power. Oh yes, a lot of us were never the same again. Tell you what, though, it did seem to capture the imagination of the whole country. Because we had some of the most unlikely converts.
Hi there, baby. I'm Daddy-O, Hitman, baby, Hitman.
Peace, baby, peace.
Now, never mind the peace. What have we got for dinner? Beef.
Beef! How dare you use four-letter words? I'm into vegetarianism now. I'm all wind and grapefruit pips. I'm beginning to get vibrations off of you, girl. Vibrations. This is a house of peace. We'll have to meditate. It's the only way to get rid of these bad vibes. Now sit facing Mecca.
Oh, all right.
Not that way, that's the Locarno.
Ouch! I'm sitting on your nuts.
Oh, dear! I started her off again here now.
Listen, I am going, Francis. I'll come back when you're your old self again. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, and peace be with you, man. Peace. I must go down on my knees and pray for peace. Please bring peace into this house. Who's that at the door? Oh, please bring peace into my house.
Hi there, Frankie. Let it all hang out, baby.
This is the peace I've been praying for.
Well, I was going to tell you the one about the brown rice, but I thought it might go against the grain. Last one of the day, Tommy J.
I got your picture over my bed. Your vital statistics going round in my head. Your likes and dislikes are written in my book. Took a photo. I see you smiling every week on my TV. You're watched by millions. I know you talk to me. You say I love you. Is it me you mean? And when you reach out, you nearly touch my screen. Every time it's the same sensation. You wind me up and then you stop. See you next week, same time, same channel. It's the end of the show.
Very appropriate. Tommy J, same time, same channel. Well, same channel, but a different time. 10 o'clock Sundays for the next couple of months. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. As for the Saturday show, it's thanks to you for your support. I won't say I'll always wear it because that's too old even for us. Thanks also to Judith Martin, our lovely secretary, and Ron Belcher, our equally lovely producer, who's come up with some of the worst puns I've ever heard. Talking of which, I'll leave you with this final thought for tourists. If a red Indian sold you a tin of varnish, might it be a cheap souvenir?
Radio 1 Stereo.
Next week at this time, the guitar greats.